The President of the United States and the First Lady are now on British soil. Hundreds of protesters turned out for the first of what's expected to be a series of demonstrations against U.S. policy in Iraq, but President Bush can expect to see at least one friendly face. The Queen will host the Bushes for the next 3 days. It's what's called an official state visit. While the Queen has met all American presidents elected during her reign, Buckingham Palace says that President Bush is the first U.S. president ever to be invited for a state visit. To tell us what sort of perks the president can expect with this exclusive invite is Dickie Arbiter, former press secretary to the Queen. He joins us by phone from London. It's good to have you on Talk of the Nation.
Thanks very much, Neil.
So what does this mean, that the Queen was waiting for the president as he got off the plane just a little while ago?
Well, it's not exactly like that. Yeah, he helicoptered in from Heathrow, and he was met by the Prince of Wales, and he will have an official greeting by the Queen tomorrow with all the pageantry that Buckingham Palace can muster. The only thing missing from the equation will be the carriages, and it's your guys that sort of deemed it not inappropriate, but a bit of a security risk. But he will have all the rest of the pageantry to go with it.
Now, describe a little bit of that for us. This is quite different from the regular presidential visit, where past presidents might have been given a couple of cucumber sandwiches. Bush will get the red carpet.
Well, he'll get the full treatment. I hasten to add that your previous president didn't get cucumber sandwiches. They got a full-blown lunch.
Oh, all right.
They dined pretty well. But what they would have got would be a guard of honour in the quadrangle of Buckingham Palace. That's the inner circle of Buckingham Palace, and they would have inspected that guard of honour. What George W. Bush will get will be a full guard of honour in the front of the palace with a pavilion that he can stand under, and he'll stand under with the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh, keeping out. We're expecting a bit of rain tomorrow. There'll also be the Household Cavalry as another guard, and a gun salute will be fired by the King's Troop Royal Horse Artillery in Green Park, which is very close by. And at the end of it all, they're what we call rank past. So they'll march, trot, and ride past the President, and he will take the salute. So he'll get the full works, but as I say, he won't get carriages because that's what they didn't want.
Now, what is it that defines a state visit?
A state visit is defined by an invitation from the Queen. Now, no state visit takes place in the United Kingdom unless it has the okay, the tick in the box by the government. It's the government that decides who should visit. It's not the Queen. The Queen can't sort of get hold of the Prime Minister and say, I want to invite so-and-so. It's the government that decides, and it's usually done on the basis of what the relationship is like. Well, the relationship with the United States is good. So, it seems appropriate to have a state visit. But it is an invitation from the Queen, at the request of government.
And similarly, in Britain, the Queen gives a speech to Parliament every year, and that, too, is written by the government. It's not her opinions.
No, it's not hers. It is written by the government, because what it is, she delivers the speech which sets out the government programme for the next term of the sitting of the House of Commons. So it is by the government. The only one time of the year when she actually delivers her own speech is at Christmas, because they are her words, her thoughts, her sentiments.
We're speaking with Dickie Arbiter, the former press secretary to the royal family, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I understand that all state visits start on a Tuesday and end on Friday. Why that?
Well, I can't give you a concrete answer to that one. It's traditional that it sort of it gives the Queen time to get over the weekend and get sorted out with the business that lies in store on the Monday. And it also gives the visitor time to get home over the weekend, although the President will be going on after the state visit finishes proper at 10 o'clock on Friday morning with the Prime Minister to his constituency in Sedgefield, which is in Derbyshire, before flying home that evening. So it does a standard 4 days, Tuesday to Friday, but then this one is slightly different. It goes from a Wednesday to Friday.
And as I understand it, that trip out of town, out of London, that's also a requirement.
Sorry, I missed that one.
Is it required that the state visitor go somewhere other than London?
Well, the Queen is rather keen that the state visitor does go out of London, because, after all, London is not the whole of England, if not the United Kingdom. London just happens to be the capital of the United Kingdom, and she's rather keen that the visitor does go out of London to see a little bit of the country. Now, in the past, state visitors have gone to other parts of England. They've gone to Edinburgh, to Glasgow, to Aberdeen. But President George W. Bush will only be going to Sedgefield, which is sort of slightly up north of London.
Now, does one have to be a head of state to be accorded the privilege of a state visit?
Yes, you have to be a head of state to be accorded the privilege of a visit. What you do get slightly below the state visit, you get an official visit. Now, sometimes you get executive presidents coming to this country really for bilateral talk with the prime minister. They're at government level, and they become official visits. Or if a prime minister comes to a country where you have a titular head of state, that also becomes an official visit. A head of state is a state visit, and it is a state visit that is gets an invitation from the Queen.
Now, the Queen, of course, is the head of state of more than one country. So Canada, for example, the Prime Minister is the head of government, but you could not have a state visit from Canada.
You couldn't exactly have a state visit to Canada, but then the Governor General is the Queen's representative. So what you would get an official visit. But you wouldn't get a state visit as such to Canada, not unless the Queen was there.
I see. Now, this, as I understand it, you get about two state visits like this every year.
There are generally two visits a year. Last year there wasn't a state visit because it was Golden Jubilee year, the Queen's 50th anniversary of her accession, so it was a pretty busy year. But as a rule, there are usually two state visits. And again, it is really up to the government who decide who it is they want to come to the United Kingdom. It's all based on relationship, bilateral agreements. You've got to be pretty high up on the pecking order for that.
Now, obviously, this trip is going to be accompanied by a lot of controversy, including demonstrations and all that sort of thing. But in the midst of all of this, has anybody figured out why no previous American president has been accorded this honor?
It's not. It's often want of trying. I think it's timing. It's probably not seen as appropriate. I don't know. This is something that you've got to ask the people at your end. It's not what for want of not wanting one in this country. It's quite interesting. The last president to stay under the roof of Buckingham Palace was Woodrow Wilson in 1918. Now, his wasn't a state visit either. His was what they called a triumphal visit to celebrate the end of the First World War. But he did stay in Buckingham Palace as a guest of George V, King George V. And George W. Bush is only the second president to have stayed at Buckingham Palace. Ronald Reagan came in 1982. He stayed at Windsor Castle, but no other presidents have stayed in this country.
Hip hip. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Dickie Arbiter is a former press secretary to the Queen of England. He joined us by phone from London. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, Setsko Sato, Justine Kennan, and Megan Williams. Chad Campbell directs our program. Brendan Banizak is the production assistant with help this week from Joel Riddle. Molly Messick and Shannon Mullen are the TOTN interns. Our technical director is Kevin Waite. The studio engineer is Vince Muse with help from John Widoff and Mitch Eaton. Ellen Silva is the senior editor. Sue Goodwin is our senior producer. The executive producer of Talk of the Nation is Leith Bishop. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.